We look at the projections for Florida, and it's so great to be with a policymaker who really gets it. This is about people, and if he's going to be a good mayor, he needs to look at his people today and into the future. This is here, and this is going on now. In the Netherlands, you know, they were doing the sea gates, and that's one thing that's even been discussed for Manhattan and New York, is developing these hydraulic gates that you have to do to basically set the land away from the ocean during certain times. And, you know, the movie, again, because we're a film festival, The Martian, you know, we can science the heck out of something, but there's a cost that's associated with it, too. So two ways of always looking at it is, what would be the cost of prevention of having to do that versus the cost of responding to it? And these are, again, the reality of the economics that I'm hoping will trickle up to some of the people coming into Washington, that the economics really do dictate a lot of these as well. What Holland's been able to do in the Netherlands is pretty amazing, but there's been an incredible financial and ecological cost that goes with it as well. It can be done. The question is, at what cost?
Mayor?
And let me follow up on that, because you talked about the economics, and what my experience has taught me is that for a lot of those who just don't believe in the science of climate change or sea level rise, the only way to get them to shift is to talk about the economics and economic development and why putting those policies in place can have a benefit to economic development and economics. I think we have a great deal to learn as a country, quite frankly, from Europe and Canada, who are, I believe, way ahead of us on so many different issues, but in these issues in particular, and whether it's how you deal with sea level rises they're doing in the Netherlands, or alternative energy like you see happening in both Canada and in Germany, where solar energy powers almost their entire country, and we live in the Sunshine State, we have virtually none. We have a great deal to learn, and I just hope that I know on a local level we're going to do everything we can, but I think it's up to all of us to encourage on the federal level, and certainly I'm a little nervous about comments we're already hearing from the president-elect about pulling out of COP21. I mean, that's the absolute wrong direction that we should be going.